Title: Biden Revisions to the NEPA Regulations Now in Effect. Content: The Biden administration is amending the federal regulations for implementing the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, to reverse certain changes made by the Trump administration. The first set of amendments took effect last Friday on May 20, 2022. As background, the Council for Environmental Quality, CEQ, first issued the NEPA implementing regulations in 1978. They remained unchanged for more than 40 years until the Trump administration published its 2020 rule updating the regulations to facilitate more efficient, effective, timely NEPA reviews. Developers, construction companies, and other businesses generally supported these changes with the hope they would streamline a lengthy process that often significantly delays projects. However, environmentalists opposed the changes, fearing they would weaken important protections, including those aimed at reducing climate change impacts and protecting natural resources. Upon taking office, the Biden administration immediately began an effort to reverse parts of the 2020 rule. The Biden amendments will be issued in two phases. The Phase 1 rule was published on April 20, 2022, and is in effect as of May 20, 2022. The Phase 2 rule, which is expected to include more comprehensive revisions, will be issued over the coming months. The Phase 1 rule reinstates the following three key provisions of the NEPA regulations: 1. Statement of purpose and need, and scope of reasonable alternatives, 40 CFR 1502.13, under NEPA. An agency's statement of purpose and need informs the range of alternative actions analyzed in an environmental assessment, EA, or environmental impact statement, EIS. The NEPA regulations historically required agencies to consider reasonable alternatives not within the jurisdiction of the lead agency. The 2020 rule updates, however, instructed agencies to limit the statement of purpose and need, and therefore the range of alternatives, to only those that are consistent with the applicant's goals and the agency's statutory authority. The Phase 1 rule removes these limitations to re-establish federal agencies' discretion to consider a variety of factors, including a range of reasonable alternatives that are not entirely consistent with the goals of the project applicant. Accordingly, federal agencies may again coordinate with communities and project proponents to evaluate alternatives that could minimize environmental and public health costs, but extend beyond the scope of the agency's authority or do not serve the applicant's goals. 2. Agency Implementing Regulations, 40 CFR 1507.3. The Phase 1 rule also removes language that could limit agencies' standards and procedures for implementing NEPA rules that extend beyond CEQ regulatory requirements. This update re-establishes CEQ regulations as the floor for NEPA environmental review and restores the agency's discretion and flexibility to tailor NEPA procedures to align with specific agency and public needs. In contrast, the 2020 rule would have made the CEQ regulations a ceiling for NEPA requirements, effectively restricting agencies' discretion to develop and implement procedures beyond requisite CEQ regulations. 3. Scope of effects, 40 CFR 1508.1g. Finally, the Phase 1 rule restores the definition of effects that requires agencies to consider the historic categories of reasonably foreseeable direct, indirect, and cumulative effects. The 2020 rule, in contrast, limited the scope of this analysis to effects with a reasonably close causal relationship and included language indicating that agencies were only required to consider direct effects, had discretion to consider indirect effects, and should not consider cumulative effects in NEPA review. The Phase 1 rule change thus ensures that agencies' NEPA documents will evaluate all relevant environmental impacts resulting from the agency decision. Here, the Phase 1 rule reversal is particularly impactful in terms of an agency's consideration of climate change, where cumulative effects tend to be substantially greater than the effects of the individual project. The Phase 1 update confirms CEQ's view that climate change impacts are adequately considered in evaluating direct, indirect, and cumulative effects. Except for reinstating these three key provisions, the Phase 1 rule does not affect other changes made by the 2020 rule. The Biden administration p.